Nesechtes Baba Kama, da Pei Dalet, six lines from the top of da Pei Dalet Medav, and the Mishnah at the top of da Pei Gimel and Beis, the Mishnah stated, Achayv b'chavir, chayv alo mishum chamisha dvarim, b'nezik b'tzar, b'ripu b'shevas b'ishas, where Reuven damages Shimon, then he's chayv to pay the chamisha dvarim, which of course on nezik tzar, ripu b'shevas b'ishas, and the Gemara started and brought a brisa that asked, how do you know when the Torah says, b'negeir hezik, ayin tachas ayin, that doesn't literally mean an eye for an eye, and the Gemara brought a lengthy brisa. And then we saw a lengthy explanation of the Braisa, and the Braisa basically brought two Makaris, and the first one was Xer Shava from Maka Adam and Maka Behima, Ma Maka Behima Tashlumin, Af Maka Adam with Tashlumin. And the Braisa then continued in Nafsha Chaloima, and if you have a way to slug up my Makar, Harei Oime, the Pasuk also states, Lesichu Kaifa, Lenafish Ritzeach, Asher Rosh Lamus, and we learn now, Lenafish Ritzeach, Yatalu Kaif Kaifa, Avatalu Kaif Kaifa, Lerosh Avarim, Shein Chazrin. And at the bottom of that Pegil and Beis, the Gemara wanted to bring another Makar as to how do we know that ayin tachas ayin doesn't mean literally an eye for an eye, and it means they have to make a tashlumei mamin. And the Gemara brought a brisa, Rabbi Dustai ben Yehuda wanted to say that the Makar is based on a svara, harisha hisa inishal zek deilo ve inishal zek tana, hechani kari be ayin tachas ayin, that has a possible that we will say it means an eye for an eye, if in a case where the mazik's eye was smaller or larger than the nizik's eye, then l'chir in that case it wouldn't be a kiyam of ayin tachas ayin, and therefore it's impossible that the Torah meant to say ayin tachas ayin mamish. And ultimately at the top of that pei dal menav, the Gemara shlugged up this makar of the Stoy ben Yehuda, and the Gemara explained that when it says ayin tachas ayin, we would have explained that nahura shakumine, nahura amrachmana nishkumine, that since you took away his light and his eyesight, therefore one may think that we would take away his eyesight as well, and that would be a kiyum of ayin tachas ayin, even if the eye of the mazik is larger or smaller than the eye of the nizik. And our Gemara will now continue and try to bring multiple different Makaris, that when the Torah states ayin tachas ayin, it means mammon and doesn't mean literally an eye for an eye. As Tani Idach, we learned in another Braisa, Rav Shimon ben Yechayah stated that when the Torah states ayin tachas ayin, it refers to a payment of money and not literally an eye for an eye. And once again, Rav Shimon ben Yechayah is bothered at the ayin mammon, do you say it refers to a payment of money or in el ayin mamish, or maybe it actually means an eye for an eye? And he explains, Amrit, Haresha Yisuma Visimei, let's say Reuven, who is Mazik Shimon, was already blind, and he blinds Shimon. Kiteya Vikita, Reuven, who damaged Shimon, was already an amputee. He goes and cuts off one of the limbs of Shimon. Or in a case where Chiga Vichiga, Reuven was already lame, and he causes Shimon to become lame. Hechani Mekayim Bezer Ayin Tachas Ayin. Certainly in these cases, we can't be Mekayim Ayin Tachas Ayin, because he can't go and blind Reuven, or amputate his leg, or make him a Chiga, because he already is blind, and he already is an amputee, and he is already lame, and therefore you can't say that Ayin Tachas Ayin means literally an eye for an eye, and it must be they have to pay money. And even if you're going to tell me that in a chanami, in the case where he was already blind, or he was already an amputee, or he was already lame, maybe in those cases we wouldn't say ayin tachas ayin, and instead he would make a payment of money. But v'tayr amr mishpat echad yilchem mishpat hashav lekuchem, that since the Torah tells us in Pashas Emor that all the mishpatim have to be the same, and you can't make different dinim for different people, therefore it can't be that you'll have one person that does the same act that will be blinded, and one person by doing the same act will be chayv to pay mamon. And therefore, since in the case where Reuven was already blind, or he was already amputee, or he was already lame, that certainly since it's impossible to go and do ayin tachas ayin literally, therefore it must mean that he's going to make a payment of money. Therefore, we're going to say the same by all cases, and all cases, even where Reuven was perfectly healthy and he blinded someone, or he amputated someone's leg, or he caused him to become lame, that he's going to be chayv to pay money. And when the Torah states ayin tachas ayin, it is not to be learned literally an eye for an eye. And just like the Gemara shlugged up the Makar of Rabbi Dustai ben Yehuda, Gemara will now shlug up the Makar of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. And the Gemara states, Amri umay kusha, and what is your kasha? Dilma hechad efsha efsha, hechad le efsha le efsha upatrin le. That maybe the Torah is teaching us that where it's efsha to be makayim ayin tachas ayin literally, actually blind the mazik, or amputate his limb, or make him lame, then certainly we will follow the din of ayin tachas ayin. But maybe the Torah is being mechadish and it's exer sakosav, if the mazik is a sima or kiteya or chiga already, and you can't be makayim ayin tachas ayin, then the gzeir sakosav tells us, then certainly it's impossible to literally be makayim ayin tachas ayin. In that case, the mazik will be completely potter for making any payments at all. Of course, as we explained on that pegimon beis, this would not be a chesaron of mishpat echi yilachem, mishpat hashav lekuchem, as the only time that the din of mishpat echi yilachem is applicable is only where we're prescribing two different einshin to two different types of people that are doing the same act. fact. However, in our case, the Gutari is teaching you that you have a chiyuv of ayin tachas ayin literally, and where it's not shaykh to perform ayin tachas ayin literally, then you're going to be potl gamri, and therefore it's not two different chiyuvim for the same act, and it's one chiyuv and one ptur, and that's not a chesaron in mishpat echad yilachem. And the Gemara now continues and brings a raya that its question is correct, and therefore the makar of Rav Shimon ben Yochai is not correct. And as the Gemara states, Eloi Temach, if you're not going to say that this is correct and this is a good sfara, trefer shaharagas hashalim, if you had a trefer that kills a shalim, mayavdinale, that if Reuven is a trefer and he goes and kills Shimon, then we wouldn't be able to give an oinish to Reuven. And as Rashi explains, mayavdinale, hagavra katiluhu, that lemaisa Reuven is a trefer, and therefore it's as if he's dead already, behavale edushiyatach lezima, and therefore when two edim come to Bezin and say Reuven kills Shimon, they would automatically not be valid edim because it's edushiyatach lezima. And as Rashi explains, the hoi mishtachri edim zemim, because if we would find that these two edim are edim zemim, and other pairs of edim come to Bezin and say imanu isem, and the din should be kashizomam, but pturim, but these edim would be potter, and they would not be chayibiso, the gavra katilu bolu mikdal, since they wanted to kill a person that's already considered dead, because Reuven's a trefer, therefore it would be impossible to perform the idea of kashizomam. And we know when we have edus shiatiyach lezima, then it's not considered a valid edus, and therefore we would never be able to kill Reuven. And as Rashi says, v'hilkoch iu nami potter, and therefore Reuven would be potter from isa, and therefore the Gemara says, al hechad efsha efsha, hechad le efsha le efsha, upatrinle, that in chanami, in the case of a trefer that kills a shalim, the din would be that he's going to be patal gamri, and even though the Torah tells us that if someone kills someone, they're chayim isa, he's only discussing a case where Reuven was a shalim and killed Shimon who was a shalim, and therefore Reuven's going to be chayim isa. In a chanami, in a case where Reuven is a trefer and he kills Shimon, and although technically Reuven should be chayim isa, but based on the technicality, we will patal Reuven from isa, and therefore the Gemara says to Rav Shimon ben Yochai that maybe in a chanami, although the Torah states ayin tachas ayin, and it means literally an eye for an eye, and even though it's not possible in the case of suma v'simei or kitei v'kita or chiga v'chiga, but even so, the Torah is teaching us that the din of ayin tachas ayin only applies in the case where it's possible to be mekayim ayin tachas ayin literally, and if it's not possible to be mekayim ayin tachas ayin literally, then there would not be a chiv at all, and Ruvi would be completely potter from paying tashlumin. Based on this question, the Gemara knocked off the makor of Shimon ben Yochai, and ayin the din hashas from Mekvega that he asked in Rashi, koshli kivin who edus shiatiyach lezima lemikri edus is not considered that we're edim at all, v'arminin shem v'emes lehareg, and therefore we come out that it's possible that Reuven actually did not kill Shimon, and in Cain, if so, my parchinon, what is the Gemara's question? Hashap miskayim mishpat echad, in this case we actually only have one mishpat when someone actually killed someone, and in that case the din is that he gets killed, as in the case where Reuven was a trefer and he killed Shimon, the reason why Reuven is potter is not because he's chayim misa and then we're pottering him out of the patrin lay the lek edus to orag. The reason why we potter him is because we don't have edus that Reuven killed anyone, and therefore Rabbi Kvegi asked the Luchira, what is our Gemara's proof to the din of ayin tachas ayin? If on the case of ayin tachas ayin, we certainly have two edim that came to Bezin and said that Reuven blinded Shimon, and therefore certainly we know that Reuven did an action where if he was not blind, he would be chayiv ayin tachas ayin. And this case, since you can't be makayim ayin tachas ayin, maybe if we were potter Reuven, then it would not be a kiyum of mishpat echad yilchem and mishpat hashav lekuchem, and maybe Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai's raya is actually a valid raya ayin in Rabbi Kvega, and he ends off with tzarach ayin. And the Gemara continues, the Beir Rabbi Shmuel Tana and the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they taught the following braisa, and they will also try to bring a makar that ayin tachas ayin is not literal and it means a payment of money, as Amakra, as the pasuk in Pashas Emor states, the ish kiyaka kol nefesh adam moisumas umaka nefesh behemi shalmena nefesh tachas nefesh the ish kiyitin mum ba misai kasha osa kenya osa loy sheva tachas sheva ayin tachas ayin shen tachas shen kasha yitin mum ba adam kenya nasin boy. Therefore they taught that since the pasuk says kenya nasin boy the ayin is seen ala mamin, and when the Torah used the lashon of giving, it must be mamin as it's dava nitin miyad liyad, and therefore we see that when the Torah states ayin tachas ayin, it's not literally an eye for an eye, and it means a payment of money. And the Gemara is el mi'ata, if you're telling me that whenever the Torah says lashon nisina, it refers to money, but lemaisa, the full word that says right before the words kinyin nasin boy in pasuk chav, the pasuk states kashi yitin mum ba'adam and hachinami de mamenu, would you tell me that it means that a person gave money to his friend? Of course over there it means when a person placed some mum in his friend and in a person, and therefore we see that the lashon yitin does not necessarily always refer to mamen, and therefore when the pasuk says kinyin nasin boy, it doesn't necessarily refer to money. And the Gemara answers that in chanami amri debei Rav Shmuel kray seri darshi, that in chanami the reason why Rav Shmuel dashin is not from the Lashon Kinyan Nasabai and Ein Nesina El Mamin, but he dashed it based on the fact that the words Kinyan Nasabai are actually extra, as Mechte, let us see, Ksiv in Pasuk Yutes, the Pasuk states, V'ish Kiyit Imun Ba'misai, Kasha Osa Kinyan Asaloi. Then Pasuk Chof continues and states, Sheva Tachas Sheva, Ayin Tachas Ayin, Shein Tachas Shein, Kasha Yit Imun Ba'odam, Kinyan Nasabai. Why would the Torah repeat this idea of Kasha Yit Imun Ba'odam, Kinyan Nasabai? Therefore, the Tanna Dever Bishmol was bothered, Kinyan Nasabai Lomali, and therefore, Shmami No Mamin, it must be the Torah is telling us that you have a chiyuv and responsibility to pay mamin, and is not literally a chiyuv of an eye for an eye. The Gemara continues that according to the Tanna Dever Bishmol, that said the Lashon Kinyan Nasabai is extra, so the words Kasha Yit Imun Ba'odam are also extra, and therefore the Gemara asks Kasha Yit Imun Ba'odam Lomali, and the Gemara answers Ayyu Boy Michtav Kinyan Nasabai, Kasaname Kasha Yit Imun Ba'odam. That in the Chanami, since we have to say the words Kinyan Nasabai in order to teach us that it's not a din of Ayin Tachas Ayin Mamish, and is a din to pay back money, therefore the Torah had to repeat the phrase of Kasha Yit Imun Ba'odam, even though in the Chanami those words are extra. And the Gemara continues with another Makar, the Beir of Chiyah Tana, and the Yeshiva of Chiyah, they taught us the following Amakra, Pasuk states in Pasha Shaiftim, when the Torah is speaking about Edom Zaymim, Vasisim Loi Kasha Zom Las La'achiv Ubiata Rabbi Kibecha, Vanisharim Yishbu Ve'erov, Loye Sifu Las Oy Kadova Razab. And then the pasuk says, "V'leisachas einecha nefesh b'nefesh, ayin ba'ayin, shein b'shein, yod b'yod, regel b'regel." Therefore, the Yeshiva Reb Chiyah they taught us that since the pasuk says yod b'yod, so we learn out dove nit miyad liyad that yechiyev is to give a payment of money, which is something that's given from hand to hand. U'mayniu mamin, and as Rashi explains, yod b'yod gabe eid zaymim ksev. This is a pasuk b'negay eid zaymim v'ashminon, and the Torah is teaching us them heid b'ish pleini shekitei yad chaveri mishal mamin anit miyad liyad, that if two eidim came to Bez and they testified that Reuven amputated the hand or arm of Shimon, then we find that these Edom were Edom Zaymim because other Edom come and testify Yimono Yisem, then the din would be that Edom Zaymim have to pay money as they wanted to be Mechayev Reuven money. Therefore we see that when we mazik someone, we don't literally do an eye for an eye, and instead it's a chiyuv of Tashlumen and a chiyuv of Mamin. Gemara yes on Reb Chiyah, Ela Me'ata, Ragel B'Ragel Nami Hachiyu, would you also say that when the Torah states Ragel B'Ragel B'Negei Edom Zaymim, that it also means Vanitim regal. Certainly in that case, it doesn't make sense to be mafarish to pasuk in that manner. Therefore, how can you tell me that when the Torah says yad biyad, it means davanitim miyad liyad, and it's referring to mamin? If b'negei regal b'regal, that it says in the same pasuk, we can't explain the pasuk that way. And the Gemara will now answer for this question on the Tanavei Reb Chiyah, similar to the way that we answered for the Tanavei Reb Shmuel. And the Gemara explains Amri that we said the Reb Chiyah kray seir kadashi, the in Konami, the way that Reb Chiyah has makar is not by the fact that it says yad biyad. And if we dash in Dova Nitim Yad Liad, which refers to Mamin, but he's actually only learned this based on the fact that it's an extra Pasuk. As Mechte, let us see, Ksiv, it already says in Pasuk Yotes, Vasisim Loi Kashizom Lost Lachiv, and therefore we know that you have to do Kashizomam, the Oinish for Edom Zomim is to do to them exactly what they wanted to do to their friend. Therefore, Yisak Kadaitach Mamish Yad Biyad Lamli, and if you're going to tell me that when the Torah Mechayiv, a person for damaging his friend, it's Mamish an eye for an eye, then why would the Torah now have to say Yad Biyad? As Lamaisa, we know it based on the pasuk of Kashizom Las Lachiv. If Edom come to Bezin and they testify that Reuven cut off Shimon's hand, since based on their testimony they wanted Mechayev Reuven to have his arm or his hand amputated, therefore their arm or hand should be amputated based on the pasuk of Kashizom Las Lachiv. Therefore, there was no reason for the Torah to state Yad Biyad and Shma Mina Mamin. By the fact that the Torah states Yad Biyad, it must be the Torah is telling us the Chiddush when Reuven damages Shimon and amputates his arm, and Reuven is Chayiv Tashlumen, and therefore the Kasha Zom and Las L'Achiv will be that the Edom Zom will also have to pay money. The Gemara now asks that if you tell me that the words Yad B'Yad is extra, then Regel B'Regel Lomeli, then L'Chayiv, the words Regel B'Regel is also extra, and why do we need those words? And the Gemara states once again, Ayd Chsiv Yad B'Yad, since we have to say the words Yad B'Yad to teach us that Edom Zom are only Chayiv money, they only want to be Chayiv Rui money. Ayin Tachas Ayin is not literal, Kasav Nami Regel B'Regel, and therefore the Torah states Regel B'Regel, even though it's not necessary. And it actually is extra. And if you're keeping score at this point, the Gemara either brought a Makara or attempted to bring different Makarias from six different places. As in the original Brisa, we tried to bring Makarias from two different Psukim. In the second Brisa, which was from Rabbi Dustoy ben Yehuda, we tried to bring another Raya. Then we had a Raya of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, where we also knocked that Raya off. And then we had the two Rayas of Dvei Rabbi Shmuel and Dvei Rabbi Chiyah. The Gemara now continued with its seventh attempt as to learning that Ayin Tachas Ayin is not literally an eye for an eye, and it means Tashlum. As Abaya Oma Abaya states, Asim Tanav Chizkia, we learn this out for the Brice of the Yeshiva Chizkia, the Tanav Chizkia, Ayin Tachas Ayin, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, the Psukim Pashim Shpotim state. state an eye for an eye, and also states Vim Osin Ira, if you kill a person, Vinasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. Therefore we learn that the only time that is a Khiv to kill a person and is a din of Nefesh Tachas Nefesh is only when you kill a person. However, if you blind a person, then there's only a din of Ayin Tachas Ayin, Vilay Nefesh for Ayin Tachas Ayin, and you can't come to a scenario where the person will actually die, and therefore you'll be taking Nefesh for Ayin Tachas Ayin and the Isak Daitch Mamish. And if you're going to tell me that Ayin Tachas Ayin literally means an eye for an eye, and since Reuven damaged Shimon and blinded Shimon, therefore we're going to blind Reuven, Zimna Mishkachas La Ayin V'Nefesh Tachas Ayin, potentially there could be a time where Beis Din is blinding Reuven based on the pain and based on the severity of blinding a person that potentially will die, and then there won't be a kiyum of Ayin Tachas Ayin, and you'll actually be doing Nefesh for Ayin Tachas Ayin. And as the Gemara states, the Bahati Da Avir Le Nafka Le Nishmasei, that at the time that you're blinding Reuven, it'll cause him to die. Therefore, it must be that when the Torah states Ayin Tachas Ayin, it means a payment of money. Therefore, you'll never have a scenario where you have Nefesh for Ayin Tachas Ayin. And the Gemara continues, and Eisan Abayis Makar Umay Kosha, and what's your Shverikite, and what's your proof that it must be the Ayin Tachas Ayin does not literally mean an eye for an eye, and means Tashlumi Mamin, but Duma, maybe the Torah is teaching us that Maimin Abdina Le Imatsu Makabal Abdinan, Eloi Matsu Makabal Le Abdinan, the Torah is telling us to estimate and evaluate this person if it's possible to blind him and to remove his eye, and still he will not die. If Bezdin evaluates and they say that he will still be alive and he won't die, then we would actually remove his eye or blind him. Enochanami, if we will evaluate and we will see that it's impossible to knock out his eye, and if we do so, he will actually die, then he would actually be potter and we wouldn't blind him. But who said that ayin tachas ayin means a payment of money and not mamish, an eye for an eye? And the Gemara continues with this point that lechera, you should still be bothered that maybe even though we evaluate that Reuven could withstand this operation and Reuven could withstand us blinding him and he won't die, but there's still a potential that Bezin made a tois, and even though they thought that he won't die, he will die, and then we'll have a problem because it'll be nefesh for ayin tachas ayin. The Gemara explains that that is not a problem because the yamdina the matzim mekabel, if we actually estimate and we appraise that if we blind Reuven that he will not die, and then vavdinabe and we actually go and blind him v'nafik ruche and he dies in mayis limus, and if he dies that would be fine, that would not be considered a chesaron of nefesh v'ayin tachas ayin. As miloy tzan gabi malchus, didn't we learn in mesechtes malchus a similar din that amdu omes tachas yadei potter, that if the shliach bezin goes and evaluates that this person could withstand a certain number of malchus, and then bezin goes and actually hits him with that number of malchus, the person ultimately dies, that the shliach bezin is potter and doesn't even have to go to Golus. As Rashi states in Makis and Afchav Bezim Bez, the Shlich Bezin, since he's a Shlich Bezin, Varmar Lael, Yotarav, a Makis Benoy, Ushlich Bezin. Based on this question, the Gemara knocks off Abayez Makar, that Ayin Tachas Ayin is not to be taken literally, and it means Tashlumi Mamin, as it's still possible that Ayin Tachas Ayin is meant to be taken literally, and you can't bring a Raya from the Tanav Yechizkiya. The Gemara continues with the eighth attempt to prove that Ayin Tachas Ayin is not to be taken literally, and it means Tashlumi Mamin, as Azud Mishmei, the Rava Ama, as Azud said in the name of Rava, Ama Kras, the Pasuk states in Pasha Mishpatim, Vim Osin Yir, Vinasata, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, Ayin Tachas Ayin, Shein Tachas Shein, Yod Tachas Yod, Regal Tachas Regal. And then the Pasuk teaches us in Pasuk Chafei, Kviya Tachas Kviya, Petza Tachas Potza, Chabura Tachas Chabura. From the words Petza Tachas Potza, we learn out, Litin Sab Mokum Nezek, that even where someone is chayiv to pay Nezek, as he damages his friend, he's still chayiv to pay for the person's Tsar, Vi'isak Gedai Tachmamish. If you're going to tell me that when the Torah states Ayin Tachas Ayin, it means literally an eye for an eye, Kehechid Lahai Havalotzaira, Lahai Nami Islaitzaira, Lachir, if the Torah tells us that a person is not chayiv to make any tashlumin and pay Shimon for the damage that he causes Shimon, and instead the Torah teaches us that we actually will blind Reuven's eye, Lachir, when the Torah tells us Petza Tachas Potza, it can't be talking about tashlumin either, and it must mean that we have to give Reuven pain similar way that he caused pain to Shimon, and if so, Lachir, by knocking out Reuven's eye, then certainly Reuven's receiving that pain at that time also, and why would we need a special pasuk of Petza Tachas Potza to teach us that you received Tzar b'makom nezek, as certainly that is a scenario, and certainly he'll receive that Tzar. Therefore, it must be that the words Ayin Tachas Ayin are not to be taken literally and doesn't mean an eye for an eye mamish, and it means a payment of money, and therefore the Torah is mechadish that even though you're going to pay a payment of nezek, you're still going to be mechayiv him to pay for Tzar as well. And once again, the Gemara knocks off this mekar of Azrid in the name of Rava, as Umay Kusha, what's your shverkite and what's your raya? Dilma ik inish to mefanik v'isle tzayir tvei, v'ik inish le mefanik and lesle tzayir tvei. And maybe the reason why we need the pasuk of Petza Tachas Potza is although it's true that we we have a din of ayin tachas ayin mamish, and we literally will blind Reuven for blinding Shimon. But even so, in a case where, for example, Shimon is a weaker person, and when Reuven blinded Shimon, he caused him a tremendous amount of pain, and meanwhile, Reuven is a much stronger person, and when we will blind him, he will not have so much pain, and therefore, the Torah is mechadish that petza tachas potza litin tzab makum nezek, and as the Gemara states, l'may nafkamino, and what would be nafkamino? L'mesev le hech de beni beni, that Reuven still be responsible to pay Shimon for a difference in pain that he caused Shimon, and the pain that Reuven actually experienced, and of course, since he actually experienced less pain than Shimon, then he would still be responsible to make a monetary payment to Shimon for that difference. Therefore, once again, the Gemara knocks off this Makar and states that the Makar that is Vidbor, the name of Rava, is not a valid Makar. And the Gemara now continues and tries to bring a ninth Makar as to how we know that Ayin Tachas Ayin is not to be taken literally an eye for an eye, and it means Tashlumi Momin, as Rav Papa Mishpeh Rava, my Rav Papa states the name of Rava, Amakar, the Pasuk Pash Mishpatim states, Rapi Rapi, as the Pasuk states, Im Yaakov Isalach Bechutz Amashantai, Vinika Maka, Rak Shifta Yitain, Virapa Yurapi, and therefore we learn out, Litin Refuah B'Makim Nezek, even the case where there is a Hezek, that Reuven is also Chayef for Refuah, and the Gemara ESV Sakadak Mamish, and if you could tell me that Ayin Tachas Ayin literally means an eye for an eye, so Kehek the Ha Boyasya, Hanami Boyasya, Lachir, how could the Pasuk tell us Virapa Yurapi, Litin Refuah B'Makim Nezek, as if certainly since if Reuven blinded Shimon, there's a Chayef to also blind Reuven, and therefore at this point, he will also have to have his own doctor bills, and therefore there's a Kiyam of Rapi Rapi, and why would you have to tell us Rapi Rapi, as that would not be a Chiddush, as certainly that would be the case, and therefore it must be when the Torah tells us Ayin Tachas Ayin, it doesn't literally mean an eye for an eye, and it means a Tashlumi Mamin, and therefore the Torah tells us that although you paid him for his Hezek, you also have a Chiyuv to pay Shimon for his doctor bills, and once again, the Gemara will now ask a question on this Makarta, a pup wrote in the name of Rava, that my Kushya, what is your Kasha, and therefore you try to bring a Raya that Ayin Tachas Ayin does not mean Mamish, Dilma Ikud the Salt Bisrei Haya, the Ikud Lay Salt Bisrei Haya, and it's possible to have a scenario where Reuven blinded Shimon, Shimon didn't heal as quickly, and therefore his doctor bills were much higher, and then when we blind Reuven, he didn't have such high doctor bills, and therefore there is a difference between the amount of money that cost Reuven to be healed and the amount of money that cost Shimon to be healed, and therefore, Lamay Nafkamina, once again, what's Nafkamina? Lemesav Lay Hech the Beni Beni, the Torah is being Mechadishas, then in this case, Reuven will be Chayiv to pay to Shimon the difference in the doctor bills, and for example, if Shimon's doctor bills is $1,000 and Reuven's doctor bills is only $500, Reuven would still be chayiv to pay Shimon another $500, and therefore you have no raya, as it's still possible that ayin tachas ayin literally means an eye for an eye, and even so, we learn from the pasuk of rapi rapi litin refuah b'makim nezek. And the Gemara continues with the 10th makar, Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi states, ase tachas tachas mishar, the way that we know that ayin tachas ayin is not to be taken literally an eye for an eye, and it means tashlim ha'mamin, is based on the Gzeir Shava of the words tachas that says b'negea ayin tachas ayin, and it also says loshin tachas b'negea the hezek of shar, as ksiv hocha, as it says in Pash Mishpatim, ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, yod tachas yod, regal tachas regal, and v'ksiv hosam and b'negea the hezek of shar, the pasuk states, oy noydu ki shar nagachum itmol shilshom, v'lo yishmerna ba'olav, shalom yisham shar tachas ha'shar, v'amesi eloi. Therefore, based on the Gzeir Shava of tachas tachas, we learn out, ma'lalon mamin, afka mamin, that just like b'negea shar, it certainly means that you have to make tashlumin al mamin. Therefore, over here, when it says ayin tachas ayin, it doesn't mean literally an eye for an eye, and it means you make a tashlumin al mamin. And the Gemara asks, my chazas yafas tachas tachas mishar, why is it that Rav Ashi felt that we have a gzeir shava of tachas tachas mishar, nil tachas tachas mi adam? L'chiri, he should make the gzeir shava based on the pasuk that talks about an adam that kills someone, and the pasuk states in pasuk chav gimel in pash mishpatim, vim asin yiv in a satan nefesh tachas nefesh, and immediately right after that, in pasuk chav dalid, the pasuk states, ayin tachas ayin, and l'chiri, it's right next to each other, and that would even be a better limud, and we should learn out, malalon mamish, just like when Reuven kills Shimon, then we will literally kill Reuven, and therefore, afkan mamish, also b'negei, ayin tachas ayin, it also literally means an eye for an eye, not tashlumi mamin, and the Gemara answers, amri, don nizakim nizakim, ve'in don nizakim misa, that we want to learn the word tachas tachas from the din of shar, because that's talk about hezek, and we don't want to learn tachas tachas from when a person kills someone, because we're not going to learn the din of hezek from the din of misa, and the Gemara is, adrabo, don adam adam, ve'in don adam mehmo, the l'chira, that's more similar to learn the word tachas tachas from the dinim of Adam, and even though one's talking about Misa and one's talking about Hezek, but the Misa we're talking about Adam, therefore when learning tachas tachas we should learn from Adam and we should learn the din of Adam from Behemoth. Based on this question, the Gemara explains, Ela Rav Ashi, mitach Yachas Hashi'ina Ya'alflei Adam Ma'adam V'nizokim V'nizokim. And in the Chinami, the Rabbi Ashi didn't learn from the word Tachas that states B'negei Ashar. He didn't learn from the word Tachas that states by Adam, which is in Pashim Mishpatim, V'nizokim Yir V'nizat Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. In reality, when Rabbi Ashi says that we have Gzeir Shav of Tachas Tachas, he learned the words of Ayin Tachas Ayin, which is talking about Hezek by a person. The word Tachas that the Torah uses in Pashit Kisese when speaking about Nusa, and the Pasuk states, V'nostin Isha Sheikhi V'mol Avia Naira Chamishim Kasev V'loi Seal Isha Tachas Ashi'ina Loyuchel Shalchel Kol Yomov. Certainly it makes sense to learn Tachas Tachas from the case of Anusa, as the case of Anusa is a case of Hezek, and it's also a case of Adam. Therefore, Rav Ashi teaches us that just like B'negei the Din of Anusa, we're definitely talking about a case of Tashlumei Mamin. Therefore, in the case of Ayin Tachas Ayin, the Torah doesn't literally mean an eye for an eye, and it means Tashlumei Mamin. And the Gemara continues, Tani we learn to Brisa Rav Elazar Ime Ayin Tachas Ayin Mamish, then when the Torah tells us Ayin Tachas Ayin, it literally means an eye for an eye. And the Gemara asks, Mamish Salka Daitach, how can you think that it means literally an eye for an eye? Rav Elazar Lesli Kecholani Tanoi, are you telling me that Rav Elazar doesn't hold of all these different Brises and all these different Tanoim that hold that Ayin Tachas Ayin is not literally an eye for an eye, and it means Tashlumei Mamin? And Rava, Rava states, Loima Shein Shaman Isaac Evid, that certainly Rav Elazar agrees that if Ruvain knocks out Shimon's eye or blinds Shimon, then he definitely makes Tashlumei Mamin. However, he's teaching us that it means literally you pay his eye and you're not Shaman Isaac Evid. Gemara is, Omele Abayas, Abayas, Ela Kaman, Keben Chorin, who would you say that you pay like? Would you pay like a Ben Chorin? Ben Chorin means Leidomi. What value does a Ben Chorin have? And what do you mean that he would pay literally Ayin Tachas Ayin? Ela Rav Ashi, therefore Rav Ashi explains, what Rav Elazar meant to say is she'in shaman oisa benizik el b'mazik. When calculating how much Reuven has to pay to Shimon, we don't go and evaluate how much Shimon would be valued at as an eved who is nimka b'shuk when he has an eye or when he's blinded. Instead, we evaluate the difference in price for the mazik, what the mazik's value is as an eved if he has an eye or if he doesn't have an eye and he's blind. And Rashi is bothered that has that fit into Rav Elazar's words of ayin tachas ayin mamish, and zok Rashi behind mamish to kamar einu shel mazik nushuma tachas einu shel nizik, and therefore we're actually doing evaluation of the eye of the mazik in place of the eye of the nizik, and that's what it means ayin tachas ayin. And before we continue, Taisus in Nivu Maschel Elul bin Mazik points out the sfila of Rabbi Elazar hold the havik of kaifa, that the din of paying the main mazik is similar to the case of kaifa, the mishal the main mazik, that he holds that you pay the value of the mazik, drachmana karya kaifa, that over here the Torah calls it kaifa and it's considered kapara, and therefore when paying kapara, it has to be based on the value of the mazik. Taisa states, v'tnai delel, and all the tanoim that we previously had, tzvira lehem, the dafka b'kaifa, mishal d'mei mazik, m'shum pinyin nafshai, that they hold that the only time that you pay d'mei mazik is in a case where your animal killed someone, and that case, there's a pinyin nafshai that's required, and therefore you have to pay based on your value. However, in a case where you knocked out someone's eye or you blinded them, then you pay mamin, and therefore it's a reimbursement for Shimon's eye that you blinded, and therefore you have to pay based on the value of that eye and based on the main nizik, and it's not based on the kapara. And what does Tosis mean when he said Rachmana Kari Kaifa? And that is based on the fact that the Torah states Lesichu Kaifa Lenefesh Roitzeach Asher Rosh Olamos, and one of the limudim we had before is Lenefesh Roitzeach Yat Lekeach Kaifa Aval At Lekeach Kaifa LeRosh Yevam Sheinu Chayzim Boy, and therefore we see that the Torah calls it Kaifa, and that's why Rabbi Elazar holds that since it's called Kaifa, therefore you'd pay based on the main mazik. And we continue with the Gemara Hu Chamer the Kotu Yadu Denuka. There was a story where a donkey cut off the hand of a child, also come into Rapop Bashmuel, and they came in front of Rapop Bashmuel, and they didn't give him the exact facts, and therefore Rapop Bashmuel did not realize that a chamar cut off the hand of this child, and he just thought that someone cut off the hand of the child, and Amal Hu, and he said to them, Zulu Shomle Abadvarim, go and pay for the four things that Yachayiv, meaning Tsaripu, Shavas, and Boshes, Amalie Rabba, so Rabba said to Rapop Bashmuel, Vana Chamishitran, the Lucher is the din of Chamishitvarim, this is the din of Nezek Tsaripu, Shavas, and Boshes, and why are you saying only four things? Amalie, Rapop Bashmuel said, Lubab Menezek Kamina, I was saying certainly Yachayiv to pay Nezek, as that is a din in all cases that Yachayiv to pay damages, but I'm just telling you that Yachayiv to pay Tsaripu, Shavas, and Boshes as well. And Amalie Baya, Sabaya says Rapop Bashmuel, the Chamar who, that the damages occurred from a Chamar, the Chamar in Mishal Mal Nezek, and we know when an animal damages a person, then you're not chayiv to pay Chamishadvarim, and all Yachayiv is to pay Nezek. And as Rashi brings down from the Chaf of Menalf, that the Pasuk says, Ishba Misoy, Veloy Sharba Misoy, and why would you be Mechayiv to pay Chamishadvarim? Therefore, Amulahu, so Rapop Bashmuel told them, Zilu Shamalay Niske, go and evaluate his Hezek, the owner of the Chamar has to pay nezek for damaging this child. And the Pnei Yeshua explained that this is a case of mishuna, and therefore we'd only have to pay chatzin nezek. Gemara continues and asks, "V'ka'avda b'ayil mishaymei." The lachir, we have to appraise the child based on him being sold as an eved. And amaluhu, so Rav Bashmul said, "In the chanami zilu shamu ka'avda." So go and evaluate him as if he's an eved and see how much you would have been able to sell this child for as an eved prior to having this injury, and now that he has the injury. Gemara continues, "Amalu avu diyinuka loy be'inon." And the father of the child said, "I don't want to go through the embarrassment of having my child being estimated and evaluated and appraised as a slave, the zil bein milsa, as that will be embarrassing for me." Armulei, so Bezin said to him, "And ultimately, any payment that goes to a child for damages really belongs to the child. And v'kamachayvus leiluka, and by you not letting us do this appraisal, it's actually causing a major harm to the child as he won't be paid." Amalu, and the father responds, "L'chigadol mefaisin lemedidi that in a chenami, once a child gets older, I take upon myself the responsibility to make sure to pay him and make sure that the child is happy with the payment." Ayin Rashi, Dibba Maskel of Hakam Chayvis Lilinuka, Atachav Maria Loy Shemichel Ato Al Chavalasov, that Tashlumin Shaltina came Veloy Shalcha, as Tashlumin really belongs to the child and not to you, Kedatanya Kamon, as the Gemara that Pezayan will teach us, Tanim Yaslam Skula, when a Kotin receives a payment for Hezek, then we make a trust for them and we hold the money until they become a Gadol. Ayin Tesi, Dibba Maskel, Zilu Shemule Dalodvar, where Papa Bashmul said you have to pay all dal dvarim to the child, referring to tsar ripu yeshevas and boishes. Taisus bothered that how could it be that Papa Bashmul made a mistake in repaskin that even though this child was damaged by a chamar, that the owner would be chayiv to pay for dal dvarim. And Taisus says hayisavad adam azikai. At the original point of the story, Papa Bashmul thought this child was not damaged by a chamar and it was damaged by a person. And Taisus continues voisit katan kol kach gadol haya the mechalim leyu mechalim. Even though, as we see in the Gemara, that this was talking about an actual cotton, the father was being meichel his money. However, since Rapab Bashmul stated that the owner would be chayiv to pay dal dvarim, including boishes, it must be that the child was old enough, he would be in the pasha boishes, and that he would be embarrassed. As if there is a child that's very young, then we don't consider that there's a possibility that he's actually embarrassed, and therefore there would never be a chayiv of paying boishes. And the Gemara continues with another story, Ahutur the Olas Yodid Nuka, that there was an axe that chewed off the hand of a child, also Kamedu Rabban, that came in front of Rava Amalu, and he said to them, Zul Shamu Ka'abda, that you have to pay him, and therefore you have to value him as an Eved. Amalu, they said to them, Vamaru Da'ama, call Nishim Ka'Eved in Gaivnes Bilavo, that you yourself taught us that any payment, that in order to make the payment, you have to evaluate the person as an Eved, then we don't collect those amounts in Bavo, and we don't paskin on those dinim in Bavo. And Amaluhu, and he responded to them, Loitzricha di Tafas, that even though we won't be able to collect, however, we could paskin that the Chayiv, and then we evaluate, and we will make a determination as to how much the owner of this animal will be chayiv to pay to this child, and if the child or if his representative will be toughest, then the din is the toughest le mafkinon. And Ravel Tamed Amarava Niske Shar B'Shar V'Niske Shar B'Adam Gaivnei Subavol. And Ravel hold that if a shar damages a shar, or if an adam damages a shar, then you could collect that in Bavol. V'Niske Adam B'Adam V'Niske Adam B'Shar. In a case where a person damages another person, or a shar damages a person, Ravel taught us in Gaivnes of Bavel that we don't paskin and we don't collect those amounts in Bavel, because in order to collect them, you would have to praise the person as if he was an Eved being sold in the Shuk. And as Rabbi taught us, call Nishim Ka'Eved in Gaivnes of Bavel. The Gemara now will continue and try to clarify this din of Rava. And the Gemara asks, Mashin Niske Adam Ba'adam and Niske Adam Mishar Deloi. Why is it that Rava says that if a person damages another person or a Shar damages a person, then we would not be Gaivnes of Bavel as a Lehim Be'inam Veleka? As since in Pashim Mishpatim, the Torah tells us, Ad Alehim Yavi Dvashneim, and Asher Ashirin Alehim Yisham Shneim L'Reyehu. So therefore we see that in order to paskin in Dinim Mamedis, we require a Bezin that's considered Alehim, and therefore we need Mumchen Usmuchen, and we don't have a Din of Smicha in Bavel. Therefore, Rava stated that Niske Adam Ba'adam, or Niske Adam Mishar, and Goyven Eisiv Bavel, and if so, Shar B'Shar B'Shar Ba'adam, even in the case where a Shar damages a Shar, or a person damages a Shar, Nami, Alehim Be'inam Veleka, we still have the requirement of Elohim, and we still have the requirement that by Din and Mam is we need Mumchen and Smuchen, and Lachari, you still don't have Mumchen and Smuchen, and how could Rava say that in those cases we're Gaivin Eisam Bavel? And we continue on that Pidalam Abez, and Rashi at Tapad Amid points out that since the Pasuk of Asher Yashin Elohim, which is written in Mishpatim, also speaks about all these Dinim, and it speaks about Adam Ba'adam, where a person damages a person, as the Pasuk says, Vichy Rivun, and it speaks about Adam Mishar, where a Shar damages a person, as it says, Vichy Yigach, and that same Pasha, the Torah speaks about a shor damaging the shor, as the pasuk says, "V'chigav shor ish shor eu." And the pasuk also speaks about shor ba'odom and odom damaging the shor, as the pesukim in that parak speak about abor shomim v'shlichas yad hasam ksiv, which is a case where a person damages a shor. In regard to all of these pashas, the Torah tells us ad elihim yavid v'ashteim, and therefore we see that the requirement muchan smuchin in regard to all these dinim, and therefore how could it be that Rava would be mechalik between the dinim of odom ba'odom and odom b'shor and the dinim of shor b'shor and shor ba'odom? The Gemara now continues Amri that we explain kikav dinim shluchasayu b'midi dekimlam gavei, that when did the chacham min artzol give rishus to the bnei bavel to be goyven isam, is only in the cases where it's simple to know the damages and there's a sum certain and it's only plug and play, and therefore the bnei bavel had the ability to be the shluchim of the dayanim in artzol. However, b'midi dekimlam gavei le'av dinim shluchasayu, in cases where we require an appraisal in order to evaluate how much the mazik owes, in those cases the bnei bavel were not given rishus to go and judge those cases, and therefore Rava paskin that in goyven isam bavel, in the case of adam ba'adam and adam mishar, as in order to determine the damages that occur to this person, we have to evaluate him based on an eved being sold in a shuk. And the Gemara is unhappy with this teretz, as Amri shar b'shar v'shar ba'adam nami like kimlam begavei, the lechayu, just like in the case of adam ba'adam and adam mishar, you're not certain as to the loss that occurred to the person, and we have to appraise the person. So lechayu, in the case of shar b'shar and shar ba'adam, we're also not certain as to the actual loss of the shar, and we still have to go and do an appraisal. Elipukazi comes davi to b'shuk, but lemais it's a very easy appraisal, and it's considered some certain because all you have to do is go and see how much a similar shar would be sold in the marketplace, and therefore adam ba'adam ba'adam b'shar nami pukazi comes davi avdi b'shuka lechayu. It's also kimlo megave, and lechayu it's easy to do an appraisal and figure out how much this person would be sold as an eved in the shuk. Therefore lechayu, you still didn't give me a valid reason why Rava would make a chiluk between a case of adam ba'adam and adam b'shar, where he paskins in goyven isav bavel, and a case of shar b'shar and shar ba'adam, where Rava paskins that goyven isav bavel. And the Gemara continues and asks another question. We know that the bati dinim in bavel do not paskin dine kefel and do not paskin dine dal v'hei, and certainly dine kefel and dine dal v'hei are some certains because it's either double the amount of the shar or it's four times the amount of shar. And just like in the case of shar b'shar and shar ba'adam, you consider kimla megavei. So in the case of kefel and abav v'chamisha, it certainly should be categorized as kimla megavei, and therefore in bavel we should be able to be goyven isam in bavel. And we know that we ain't done in dine knasas b'bavel, that we don't judge dine knasas b'bavel, as we learned at daf tes vavam beis. And the Gemara continues and at least answers the second question, as Amri kikav dina shluchasayu b'mayno, that the only time that we could do the shlichus of the dayanim in artzol is only by case of mammon, but b'knasa le'av dina shluchasayu b'negei knasas, we were not given the power to do the shlichus, and that was not given over to the bnei bavel. The Gemara continues and now we ask that odom ba'odom d'mayno hu na'avet shluchasayu d'alechayavet shluchasayu d'alechay, in a case where a person damages another person, or in the case where a man was ma'anis a woman and there's a chiyuv to pay for pagam, that is a case of mammon, and why would Rava say that in goyven isav b'bavel? And lechayr, it's a bit tzarich bia, why the Gemara now avoids the question of adam b'shar when a shar damages a person? Lechayr, at this point, the question should be in that case as well, as why should it be that if a shar damages a person, in goyven isav b'bavel? I need a pay Yeshua that explains that now that the Gemara said, b'knasa le'av dina shul chusayu, the Gemara understood, as we will learn a bit later, that in the case of adam b'shar, we're talking about a case of a tam, and in the case of a tam, you're not paying the actual value of what the shor damaged, and therefore that's a case of knasa, and b'knasa le'av dina shul chusayu, and that's why at this point in the Gemara just trying to understand why Rav would hold by a case of adam ba'adam, or in a case of pagam, that ain't goyven isav b'bavel, but the Gemara at this point understands that in the case of adam b'shar, where a shor damages a person, and it's only a case of tam, then certainly you would be in goyven isav b'bavel, as in goyven knasa isav b'bavel. And the Gemara continues and answers, ki kav dina shul chusayu b'milsa d'shchicha, that the only time that Rabbanan and Bavel will adjudicate a din teriyah is only by those things which are milsa d'shchicha. In those cases, the dayanim in Eretz Yisrael gave them permission to be the shlichas. However, adam ba'adam le shchicha loyav din shul chusayu. However, in a case where adam damages a person, since that case is not shiach, therefore the bnei Eretz Yisrael not feel the major necessity to make the bnei Bavel the shluchim, and they did not allow them to go and paskin in cases where a person damages another person. And the Gemara continues and asks, where he b'gam the shchiach, the case of b'gam by a woman woman that is an usa or mafata is something which was shchiach. At least in those cases, Rav should paskin that we could be goyven esim above all. Ayn Rashi, do we blaskel upagam shayach by inus mafata? That is shayach by the case of inus mafata. Vu bebakim nezek, and that is in place of nezek by the case of inus mafata. The imdin that we evaluate kam adam oitzlitin ben shifcha besula lebeula lesiela avdei sheish lekayus ruach mimeno. And the case of begam is considered a case of mamin and is not considered knas. And as Rashi says, alma meinu the afchase mikaspo and boish is lav knasu and boish is also not a knas. Shemay in kotzov that it's not a set amount. Elufiyam and vayish bam is bayish, as we have to evaluate based on the person who embarrassed the person and the person that was embarrassed. And the Gemara responds, Amri hakinami that in chanami in those cases we would be goyvin esim mavol. The Rapapa agvi abba mezuzul boishes, as Rapapa collected 400 zuz for boishes. And the Gemara asks, Valeis Rapapa lemaisa, we don't pass the Rapapa. The shalchli Rav Chista Rav Nachman, as Rav Chista sent a shayl to Rav Nachman about a case of boishes. The shalchli and Rav Nachman responded to Rav Chista knasakam avgis mavol. Rav Chista, are you going to collect a knas mavol? And of course, as we stated before, that certainly the chi of a boishes is not a knas and it's considered mamin as it's not a set amount. And certainly where Rav Nachman meant to tell Rav Chista is that it has a din of knases and we're in goyven esim mavol. Therefore, we're back to the original shayla as to when Rav said that we could be goyven esim mavol and why is it that he says in certain cases that in goyven esim mavol. And the Gemara answers, Elikia avdin shul chasayim and nusla shchicha v'is bechasar and kiss, that there's actually two criteria in order to determine if the people in Bavel could actually judge certain dinatoria. The only time that we consider that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael gave over the shlichus to the Bnei Bavel to paskin is only in cases where it's a milsa shlicha and there's also actual loss of money to the other party. And the classic example would be a case of Hidayis Valvayis. Certainly it's a milsa shlicha and certainly there's an ispei chasar and kiss. Our milsa shlicha v'lespei chasar and kiss, but in the case where, although it's milsa shlicha, but there's no actual loss of money, or yinami milsa shlicha v'ispei chasar and kiss, in the case where it's an item which is not shliach, but there is a chasar and kiss, lo yavdin shul chasayu, then we hold that in goyven esim bavol, and the rabbanon Eretz Yisrael did not give over the shlichas to the bnei bavol. The Gemara now goes through the cheshbon, hilchach adam ba'adam, when a person damages another person, afgad the ispei chasar and kiss, even though it's true that the person had a loss of value and a loss of money, kivun leshchicha lo yavdin shul chasayu, since it's not shliach for a person to damage another person, therefore the rabbanon Eretz Yisrael did not give rishus to the bnei bavol to paskin such shaylas, and that's why in goyven esim bavol and boishes afgad the shchicha and benugei boishes, even though it's shchiach to have boishes, however kivun lespei chasar and kiss, since there is no loss of value and loss of money, lo yavdin shul chasayu, therefore rather paskin that in goyven esim bavol. However, in the case of shor b'shar and shor ba'adam, so since there are milsa the shchicha that an animal will damage another animal and a person will damage an animal, and there is a chasar and kiss, so rather paskin that goyven esim bavol. Keep in mind that not only did the Gemara ask about boishes, but the Gemara also asked about pagam, and the Gemara now did not respond b'negei pagam and did not explain why we hold that in goyven esim bavol if l'chayyur pagam is shchiach and it's also yesh b'chasar and kiss, and that's why the Bach actually takes out the word pagam from our Gemara and actually used goyris it previously by the case of Adam ba'Adam, and he was goyris Adam ba'Adam b'pagam the meinu navich l'chusayu, and he holds that the case of pagam is a milsul shchicha, and that's why the end result, even though it's ispei chasar and kiss, we wouldn't collect in the bavol. The Gemara continues, shor b'shor goyven bavol. Rav stated on pidalim and aleph that if a shor damages another shor, then we would be goyven that in bavol. And the Gemara asked, but I'm a Rav, but Rav himself stated shor shehizik in goyven esim bavol, that we don't collect damages in a case where a shor damaged in bavol. How do we know that Rav was talking about a case where a shor damaged a shor? Maybe he's talking about a case that a shor damaged a person. And in the chanami, Rav stated beforehand that where a shor damaged a person, that would be in goyven esim bavol. But the Gemara explains the azik man who did the shor damage as ilamid the azik adam. If you're going to tell me that the shor damaged a person, my ear is shor the azik adam. So what would be the chiddush of Rav telling us shor shehizik in goyven esim bavol in the case where a shor damaged a person where it's completely not shchiach that a shor should damage a person, because certainly a shor is scared of a person and generally would not damage a person, and therefore would not be a chiddush that you're not paskin those dinim in bavol, because I feel adam the azik adam nami in goyven esim bavol, because Rav already taught us on that pedal and aleph that even if Adam damages a person, which is at least a bit more shriach than the case where a shor damaged a person, and Rav is still paskin that in goyven esim bavol, and therefore certainly in a case where a shor damaged a person, which is completely not shriach, that certainly in goyven esim bavol, and therefore that wouldn't be a chiddush ela pshita, and it must be that when Rav stated shor shehizik in goyven esim bavol, the azik shor that's talking about a case where a shor damaged another shor viktani, and even so we paskin Tefillin ain't goyven aisu bavol. And l'chayr there's Seisa Rav himself who stated at the bottom of Daf Pei Dalam and Aleph that Shor B'Shor would be goyven bavol. And the Gemara answers Amri Hasam Etam Hach B'Muad in a Chinami when Rav stated Shor Shizik ain't goyven aisu bavol. It's talking about a shor that damaged another shor, but it's also talking about a case where the shor was a tam, and therefore it's a case of knosses and ain't goyven knosses bavol. However, on Amud Aleph where Rav paskin that a shor B'Shor we would be goyven bavol, that was talking about a case where the shor was already a muad, and therefore it's a case of mumin. And that case, since a shor damaging a shor is something which is milsad shchiach, therefore Rav paskin that goyven is a bavol and it's not a stira. And the Gemara is for Amud Rav imu bavol. How can you say that the case of Amud Aleph a shor B'Shor is talking about a case where the animal was already a muad? We know that practically it's impossible to have a muad in bavol, and as Rashi said, the kiyun and begichas the tamas loy ma'asin leil beidina hechmiayle. As since we don't paskin dine tamas in Bezdin, who was in goyvin knosis bebavol, therefore there's no way that this animal would ever been brought to Bezdin three times, and they would warn the owner, and this way the animal would be a muad. And therefore, how can you say that the case where Rava said that shor B'Shor is goyvin bebavol is talking about a case where the shor was a muad? The Gemara answers Amri diayid hasav vaisu lahocha, that the case was where there was an animal that originally was in Eretz Yisrael, and they actually went through the process of Bezdin when it was a tam in Eretz Yisrael, and it became a muad, and now it came to bavol, and then it damages another shor, and now we bring it to Bezdin. Therefore, Rava holds, since it's a case of mamadis, then by shor B'Shor we'd be goyvin bebavol, since it's already a muad. And the Gemara is for milsal shchichi, it is certainly not shchiach to have an animal that was originally in Eretz Yisrael, became a muad, and then was transported and exported to bavol, and then it shtoises, and now came to Bezdin. As we already stated, milsal shchicha ha amrit le'avdim shul chusayu, that Rava himself said, when there's a milsal shchicha, the courts in bavol will not paskin. And as we stated, that in goyven aisa bebavol, where it continues, the asra ban the hasan v'yadu hacha, that the case where Rava said that when you have a shor B'Shor that would goyven aisa bebavol, that's talking about a case where the shor was a muad, and the way that became a muad in bavol, what a rabbanim from Eretz Yisrael that was smuchin came to bavol, and they paskin on this animal that is a muad, and now it traces again. And since this animal is a muad, therefore it's not a case of knosis any longer, and it's a case of mamonis, and therefore the rabbanim bavol do have the right to be goyven aisa bebavol. And once again, the Gemara states, seif milsal shchichi va'ad amrit milsal shchichi loy kavdin shluchusayu. And certainly, it's completely not shchiach that the rabbanon and the smuchim and Eretz Yisrael will come to bavol. They'll have a case where there was an animal that shtreises three times, and they warn it, and now becomes a muad, and then it shtreises again, and now we'll go in front of a bezin in bavol, and we'd be goyven aisa bebavol. And therefore, certainly, we wouldn't say that you could be goyvered, as although it's a case of mamonis and the ziyesh ba chasar and kiss, but it's lemaisa milsal shchicha. And therefore, as we explained beforehand, according to Rava, the Rabbanon and Babel did not have the ability to go and paskin these types of shailas. Finally, the Gemara answers, Elaki kam Rava b'shen v'regel d'mu'ad mitchilasinanu, that in a chenami, when Rava paskin on Amud Aleph, that a shor B'Shor is goyven aisa bebavol, we're talking about specifically a case where the shor damages another shor through shein and regel, and we know that the din of Thomas and Muadis is only relevant to Karen and not in the case of shein and regel. Therefore, the chiyav for the shor damaging the shor is a chiyav of mamadis and not a case of knas, and it's also a case with isbei chasar and kiss, and it's also a milsa l'shchiach that an animal should go and damage another animal. And that's why Rava paskins that in this case we'd be goyven aisa bebavol, and we will stop over here.